stick this in your ear.
The number one internet shock radio network.
Shock me, shock me, shock me with that deviant behavior.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Renegade Talk Las Vegas. I'm your host, E.G. the Urban Scholar. Welcome.
Throwing piss out the window at police, chasing niggas with warrants. There was never no peace, Judy ass was enormous. I was fresh indeed, think about it sexually. Knew a bunch of radio Raheems, rest in peace. Four finger rings, biggest brass knuckles. Haters walk by, try to stab you if they hug you. Lady on the fourth floor hollering every evening, till she planned up, wasn't having it that evening. He was beating her, she ain't have it that evening. One shot to the neck in the juggler, now he bleeding. She
yes,
beat the case,
yes,
but
yes.
Damn the kids suffer,
welcome,
I'm dating
welcome.
The daughter. But I have visions of a mother. Project
classic.
Nights, no project lights. Hoping a friend don't try to
what's that, Karen, or something
night.
New?
She worked hard to bring it to the table.
Oh, yeah.
Channel you before we had
well. If you're just now tuning in, if you've been hiding under a rock somewhere for a little while, you are listening to E.G. the Urban Scholar at Renegade Talk Las Vegas. We don't sugarcoat anything. And today, yeah, I promised you all, I would have to touch on some type of political news. You all know we had so much of that last week. Well, let's get it in. Let's go.
Steinway Street, all the slick cars. I know some fake niggas living a lie. I got some real niggas ready to die. I know some fake niggas living a lie.
Yeah, well. More Trump. Well, Trump's legal, I guess, his legal obligations multiply. Well. Just don't listen to me. Listen to Nighty Nicole, Carl Higbee, Patty Cakes, and a list of many more. Well, today marks one of those days, like I always say here, that, you know, we just like to try to keep it as open as can be and just kind of get into some of the news that kind of matters, that people kind of been, let's just say, kicking it under the rug because it's not the most important, actually, topic. But here we're just going to get into it the type of way that you can kind of understand that really makes any type of sense. But it's so much behind it, and I know sometimes it becomes hard to follow. But anyway, Washington reports 2 years after Trump won the presidency, nearly every organization he has led in the past decade is under some type of investigation. Wow. Well, Trump's private company is contending with civil suits, digging into his business with foreign governments, also with looming state inquiries into its tax practices. Well, that comes with just a second, especially after this case, this Stormy Daniels nonsense. And I'm pretty sure that this actually led on to so many and so much more other investigations that we just don't have that much time to even get into and even know where to start. But with that being said, Trump's 2016 campaign is under scrutiny by special counsel by Robert Mueller, whose investigation into Russia's interface has already led to guilty pleas by his campaign chairman and four advisors. Trump's inaugural committee has been probed by Mueller for illegal foreign donations, a topic that the incoming House Intelligence Committee chairman plans to further investigate next year. Trump's charity is locked in an ongoing suit with New York State, which has accused the foundation of presidency illegal conduct. The mounting inquiries are building into a cascade of legal challenges that threaten to dominate Trump's third year in the White House. Well, in a few weeks, Democrats will take over in the House and pursue their own investigations into all of the above and more. Well, that's a handful. How do you really feel, Renegade Nation? Do you really feel like this president that we voted for, because we're just going to call it for what it is, do you really think this president that we really voted for has done his job, or has he just kind of skated along and actually just led on to more controversy to just really, because, okay, basically what I'm getting at here is, from what I'm seeing, is when your name has become more than what you're actually doing. So by me saying that, every single thing that he has done it has gone under investigation, or there was something seems to be wrong with it. What is really the main focus here? You know, can we be so concerned about his personal life and sending tweets and what he did when he was not the president? Or should we be more concerned about what he's doing now? I don't know, Renegade Nation, I tell you. I'm going to take a small, short break, and you know, there's more. Let's go.
Dom Texas ran up to the landlord. 95 wins the Hill City champ. Hit over right, got my city stamp. The 439 was my city band. A nigga hella cool, but don't get him, man. Shit, we try to live the best of it. So take what you need, leave the rest of it. Right, you go.
Blunt. Do you like to be blunt?
Absolutely.
We don't sugarcoat shit.
Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time.
You'll hear things you've never heard before.
Renegade Talk Radio.
Around the corner, gotta stay high while I survive in the city where the skinny niggas die. If they bury me as a Z nigga. No need to worry, I expect retaliation in a hurry. I see death around the corner. Any day trying to keep it
Renegade
together.
Talk no Las Vegas.
Anyway, struggling, striving. My death needs to die, keep my finger on the trigger. No mercy in my eyes and the ball of confusion. I'm thinking about my daddy mad than the motherfucker.
That's classic, man.
I guess I seen too many
men. Hey, I heard that a long time.
Got
yeah.
Stressing with my pistol in the sheets. It ain't healthy in my paranoid. Tell me the truth. I'm out the window with my AK ready to shoot. Ran out of endo with my mind.
Well, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, my name is EG the Urban Scholar, and we're just getting to the political, you know, the politics, you know, we got to touch on it. And thank you all for listening so much. It just doesn't stop. Let's go.
But having respect, that feels even better.
Well, we're just getting into a little bit of Trump talk, you know. And so we're just discussing right now, as we move on, is the impeachment doubtful? Well, House Democrats may eventually seek to impeach Trump, but for now, removing him from office appears unlikely. Interesting. It would require the support of 2/3 of the Senate, which is controlled by the Republicans. However, there has been one immediate impact on a president dictating the country's news cycles. But who now struggles to keep up with them? Trump has been forced to spend his political capital and that of his party on his defense. That's right, spent a lot of that money defending his own self. Well, on Capitol Hill last week, weary Senate Republicans scrambled away from reporters to avoid questions about Trump and his longtime fixer, Michael Cohen, and Cohen's courtroom that he had been covering up Trump's dirty deeds when he paid off 2 women who claim that they had affairs with the president before he was elected. So, with that being said, Renegade Nation, oh yeah, also shouts out to Karen. She's been holding me down while we've been in these Colorado studios. Thank you so much. Very powerful. But moving right along here, okay, with this being said, is it really something wrong? Do you find something wrong if you were doing something that was not politically correct and might win against your moral values before you got actually in this position of office? Okay, so can you still hold that against this man, and he's the one that chose to make a whole new different career path and change where he was actually headed to, as we can say here? I mean, does that really cause some type of, I mean, let's just, okay. So with that being said, can we hold your past up to your future and blame you for these things? Yeah, you might have made some mistakes, but with him being the president now, we keep the magnifying glass on him forever. And also, he's really doing his job. That is the most messed up part about the whole situation that I don't really understand. I think he should have kind of kept his mouth closed when he actually said his own opinion about the whole racial issues and the whole immigrants issues. That right there, I think and believe, should have never came or played any part in his, let's just say, seat on the presidency. I think that right there is the reason for all the investigations. And also, I believe, just to be my opinion, I think his wife, I think if she wasn't necessarily foreign and she was from America, I really think he wouldn't have too many of these problems, you know, because once you screaming for the freedoms and are screaming for certain policies to get pushed, but then we look at your personal life and you pretty much are living different than from what you are trying to get us Americans to live as, you know. So what seems to be the problem with Trump? Is it because the things that he does in his personal life that you don't really like? I mean, I really want to know here. What did he do that was so bad? Besides when he gave it his own opinion, you know. Well, moving right along, the special counsel. Well, the special counsel probe investigations began in May 2017 after Trump fired FBI Director James Comey. The special counsel mandated to the investigation of Russia's interface in the 2016 campaign and whatever the Kremlin worked with Trump associates, Mueller, is also examining whether the president has sought to obstruct the Russian probe. So far, Mueller has charged 33 people. That includes 26 Russian nationals, some of whom allegedly stole emails and other data from U.S. political parties, others of whom allegedly sought to influence public opinions via social media postings. Wow, that's right. I know you've seen when it that last election. I know you have saw and seen some of those memes or certain, especially like the last day. It was so much negative press and media. I just couldn't believe it. I could not believe my eyes that this is the type of cutthroat policies. And I guess this is where we're heading to, the new America, as I put it here all the time. Well, 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 the inaugural spending. Okay, the nearly $107 million donated to Trump's inaugural committee has drawn the attention of Mueller, who has probed whether illegal foreign contributions went to help put on the festivities. The special counsel already referred one such case to federal prosecutors in Washington in late August. An American political counsel, Samuel Patton, admitted steering $50,000 from a Ukraine politician to the inaugural committee through a straw donor. You see, it's always those third parties that seem to get involved. I wonder why. Well, Patton pleaded guilty to failing to register as a foreign lobbyist and agreed to cooperate with prosecutors. You see that they steal the money, then they pretty much have fun with it, and then when they get caught, they just admit to it. Is that what we're going here? So you're guilty, so you still want to cooperate with the prosecutors, just so you won't get, what, a tougher sentence? So with that being said, Renegade Nation, like I said, do you see anything really wrong with what's going on? Should Trump get impeached or not? Or should we really even care? Or should you be worried that this might affect you later on down the line? Social Security, those 401ks that we scream so hardly about, who's actually going to protect those companies when things fall? So far as everything that I've been researching, I don't want to scare everybody, but I actually have heard that there actually might be a plummet soon enough. Maybe sometime next year, might be following year, but who really knows? As we see the way the stock market is changing so much, it wouldn't really surprise me if the dollar, if you wake up one day and the dollar is not worth anything. Well, it's been a classic. My name is EG, the Urban Scholar. You're listening to Renegade Talk Las Vegas. And I'm gone. And that's a shot, motherfucker. Can you handle that? Make a phone call at how you parking, where's handicap? And all these questions they be asking me and camera back is diplomats for life, motherfucker, and I stand on that. Two desert eagles like the eagle in my chain. This game is like a drug that's like a needle to the vein. Kill a bitch. Blunt. Do you like to be blunt? Absolutely. We don't sugarcoat shit. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 12 noon Pacific Standard Time. You'll hear things you've never heard before. Renegade Talk Radio